Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's beunique.org.
Welcome, 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 everybody. This is your host, Mary Brotherton. I'm here with Jennifer East and Elisa Kaler. Tonight is the day after Christmas. It's in the middle of Hanukkah, and it's almost 2020. I'm excited about tonight's show. I'm excited about what the future brings for us. But let me tell you a little bit about Elisa, because you've heard Jennifer and me talk. Everybody knows who we are. But Elisa is a Reiki master, an energy healer, a medium, a life coach, and a licensed massage therapist. She has about a decade of experience and is renowned and well-practiced clairvoyant healer, teacher of spirituality, and a spiritual therapist. She encourages people to be their own light and frequently runs workshops. She's currently writing a book entitled Path to Peace. Elisa is a teacher and practitioner of the healing arts to self-love, as well as the alchemist of supernatural spirituality. She facilitates spiritual strength through energy healing by connecting mind, body, spirit to those seeking inner child spiritual truth. Her wisdom and gift of healing creates a pathway of connection, resulting in transformation and holistic health and spiritual awakenings for every age. She is exceptionally gifted in spiritual ascension and divinity, creating classes for children of light workers, the gifted, or those lost on the journey. And she is working with something called Be Your Own Tribe, which I can't wait to talk to her about. So without further ado, I'd like to say hello, Elisa.
Hello. How are you tonight?
I'm bubbly.
You're bubbly. We had just a wonderful holiday and celebration and celebrations to come. So it's good.
Absolutely. And Jennifer, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
I know you are working on a really big project, and I can't wait to see the end of that. I want to do a little quick commercial for them. Green Gables at Historic Green Gables is
Historic Riverview Village.
It's a very old house, more than 100 years old. And Jennifer is working on a documentary that's going to awaken everybody to the magic of this wonderful, wonderful house. Just stay tuned. Keep an eye on beunique.org. For more information, check out our podcast. But I don't want to take away from Elisa, because I'm excited. Elisa, first of all, I want to know, how old were you when you first heard the voices?
Well, I don't really hear voices. I get thoughts, and they're not my thoughts. But I've always had a gift. Just when I was young, it was not always seen for the highest good, and I kind of shut it off because it used to scare me. But as I grew up and went to a yoga class around 40 years old, I was told that I have the gift to heal people and I should start my journey and become a yoga instructor. And long story short, I signed up, started working on people, My mentor always told me practice makes the master. So I practiced and practiced and practiced. It's now been a decade and it's been mastered, and I'm always mastering even higher and higher to connect to loved ones and connect to people's souls and that guide them to their highest light of joy and happiness. And the gift has given me the vision. And when I say vision, I see like how you would picture your house. If you were to think about what your house looks like in your mind, if you were to think about what you're having for dinner, I get those kind of thoughts and kind of visions, but it's not of me. It's of the people that I touch or the people who I am reading their energy of. And the gift has allowed me to get into the depths of people's energy where I can actually see their entire past, their present, and how to guide from God's love to their happiness and joy. And so when people lose loved ones, they do show up and come through, but they have messages from above. I don't know these people. I've never met them. Never met their loved ones. I get the message and I pass it on. And the confirmation comes from the people. I mean, you know, we can always think something or think we see something, but when people confirm it, it just validates that the gift is that powerful. I'll even get messages to tape, go get my dictaphone and tape what I'm about to be told. And I'll even receive messages from myself. And everything that I hear or see has unfolded for the people that have come before me and for myself as well. And so learning to trust the gift was probably my biggest struggle, because sometimes you see things that are so deep about people that there's such an integrity and such a respect for the gift that you always have to know that you're working in the highest of light, the highest of love, and that it's all for their highest good. And sometimes people who receive the messages, they have a choice to listen and they have the choice not to listen. And I know from being a young child and seeing things that were not always of the highest good, like I would see things happening, but they were more catastrophes and it would scare me because it would happen. And so when I had come into my 40s and I was told that this gift was going to help so many people, I wanted to make sure that I didn't see bad for people or things that can't be changed. And I asked my mentor, well, you know, I don't know if I want to open up the gift again because I got scared. I don't want to tell people anything negative. I want to only teach them and tell them positive. And I was told, well, all you have to do is ask to be shown that way. And so I didn't understand that the gifts that people have, we all have choices. You know, when people say, like even in the Bible, you know, be careful about getting readings or whatever. Well, yes, people can use a gift or power, sometimes not always for the highest good. So for me, it's used to help heal. It's to help people be in a place of love and joy. I have received messages where people were making bad choices for themselves, or maybe they were sick with a disease, and I would receive messages for them to make better choices so they could stay here, so they could heal, and so they could be in the highest of joy and happiness in their journey in the time that we have. But people have choice. It's called free will. And, you know, I can only be the messenger. But as I said, if it can be changed, then I will receive the message. So if someone's driving a radical and they go, you know, I see them hitting a light post and becoming paralyzed, which I've seen that before for some child who was just, you know, 18 and was driving reckless, and he wanted a message, and I said, you have to be careful because you accelerate from a stoplight. You're going from different lanes to different lanes without watching, and you're going to end up actually hurting only yourself and I see you paralyzed from the neck down, but, you know, you can change that because you're choosing to drive recklessly and you're listening to your friends. And he's like, God, I can't believe you see how I drive, because it's true. And my mom always tells me to stop. And now that you said that to me, you're making me think that I do need to listen. So the messages are used, even though something is told that's negative, it's for the positive. And I keep on this journey doing this for the children and for adults as well, because a lot of adults lose themselves and a lot of adults, you know, need direction. And you'd be surprised how many broken people there are in this world who just make very poor, low vibrational choices. And when they hear the messages, and that, especially the people I've never met before, I don't know them. I don't know about their life, but I see everything. I see everything that the subconscious wants to release and reveal. So when it starts to come up, it just shows that, you know, I don't know these people. I don't know anything about them. And I think it just validates even more how to do something different than what they're doing, because their way is not working. If somebody's drinking, if somebody's doing drugs, people who are suicidal, people who are depressed, people on medication, people who actually are struggling with disease, the gift comes to me and gives them messages. And it has changed so many people's lives. And that's why I keep going every day. I've seen even children, and we'll talk about children, because the children are losing themselves today. You know, I've learned that we need to be organic the way we were born to be. We need to play more, and that includes adults as well. We need to play more. We have to get out and interact with one another and spread love and joy and kindness and be here in a place of happiness and love. But there's so much that's out there for our children to be exposed to that's not of high vibration. First of all, the vibration of the music, the vibration of the bullying, social media, the internet, competition. I mean, there's so many things that are so difficult today that weren't when we were younger. You know, we played outside. I remember playing outside from morning till night. We'd come in to eat dinner and go back out again and come in before when the street lamps came on.
Uh-huh.
You know, children are starting to lose their sense of self. And what I've learned when I work on children and their parents bring them for a session is they don't have a voice. And even when they know they have a voice, they don't know how to use it where they're heard by adults. And I remember I had one little boy. I've had a few little children, but I had this one little boy who came, and his mom was just telling me how quiet he was. He was very sad and kind of withdrawn, and his behavior had changed, and she wasn't sure what was going on with him. And I was in his energy, and I was seeing that he didn't have lunch for a whole entire year while he was in school because he was bullied, and the bully took his lunch. So he would be starving every day. He was 7 years old.
Oh, poor baby.
And the little boy, he never told me. I saw it, and I told him what I saw, and he just was crying on the table. And I'm like, you have got to tell your mom when somebody's not treating you well. And he said, but yes, I was told if I tell my mom, he was going to beat me up. So we went through a whole session, and, you know, I had this protocol of guidance and teach them how to protect themselves. And it's with this light that I know is very powerful, and kindness and love. And for whatever reason it does, it protects them, and their whole life changes in that moment. It's almost as if they are validated for their feelings and for what's going on, and somebody notices that it makes that change in their whole life, that they don't have to suffer the way they were suffering. And,
right.
You know, the gift is life-changing. I actually had another boy, and I'm going to talk about this because this is kind of a sad story, but I had a little boy. He was 9. When he came to me, he was about, I think, 11 or 12. But at 9 years old, he was in fifth grade, and he had received a pocket knife for a gift, and he thought it was the coolest gift. So he brought it to school, and he was expelled. And his family brought him up because he was put into a children's school for, you know, bad children, children with behavior problems. He lost his friends. He lost everything he loved because he was labeled bad. And when he came to me, I saw his journey of why he had to go through that. And it was because when he went to the school for the troubled children, he actually became the mentor to teach them the positive in life because he made a choice and he became this big impact. And so he was crying on my table, but he actually hugged me and said, you know what? You actually made so much sense to me today that I don't feel the anger or feel the sadness that I did because I didn't realize this is for a bigger purpose. So sometimes we go through our struggles and we go through things because there is a bigger purpose on the journey. But, you know, it's the children who are losing themselves. There's so many that are medicated today and so many, you know, that are just so disconnected from body, mind, spirit. And, you know, although out of my scope of practice, I can't ever tell somebody to take or not to take a medication. But, you know, whenever we put things that are chemicals into our body, we're not in our organic form. And where do we lose ourselves? You know, and that's where the gift kind of guides where we go back into the energy of the person and see, like, where did they lose themselves? And once healing begins, so many things align that connects everybody back to themselves, that they get to go to the doctor and the doctor says, you know what, you're not needing your medication anymore. I've seen that happen too. I mean, I've seen even people who've had disease, they were told they were supposed to die and they're still here. I mean, I've just seen so many things. And, you know, it's just about giving the body the balance and the alignment. But so many people, you know, they want a better way. And all it really stems from is connecting back to themselves in their organic form. So I started this workshop called Be Your Own Tribe. And although I've been working with a lot of adults, 2020 is the year I want to focus on more of the children. I just feel that when children can connect back to their creativity, when they can start writing and painting and expressing and interacting and connecting to themselves, because so many lose that around 12, 10, even, I mean, as young as little ones, you know, they're placed on this stuff, I guess, Adderall when they get to school age, but they're losing themselves because they're not playing and they're not being able to be creative the way they should be, and they're human. And, you know, when kids can learn that the power of how important it is to self-love, I understand the steps to allow them to stand in that space of holding that power to make choices that are healthy for themselves. And so the influences of other people, the influences of the environment, the influences of everything that's all around us and bombards all of us, it helps to keep them connected and more directed to staying whole within themselves. Like, you know, you make one wrong choice, you ingest drugs. And I've had this with a lot of my parents who come for grief healing because they've lost their children. And a lot of it is due to peer pressure and getting caught up in the drug scene at the ages of 11, 12, 13. I mean, it's becoming such an epidemic at that age level. And the children are choosing these choices because they want to fit in. They want to have a purpose and a way to fit in, to be accepted. And what they're not understanding is that they're disrespecting themselves and they're going to lose themselves. So it's not even about fitting in. It's about losing yourself because of others. And that's called giving your power away. And so I work with the children to teach them that you must always reflect on your soul truth, which is your morals, your values, of what is in your core. And when you understand and know who you truly are, to violate all of those morals and values is a disrespect to the self. And so it's about teaching self-respect. It's about teaching loyalty, compassion, love. And how can you take this energy of negativity and flip it into a positive aspect? And kids and adults need the tools and the guidance on how to get there. And most people don't understand how, and how we really give our power away. And a lot of us, even as adults, have done that all through our life. You know, I remember I had a workshop and I asked everybody in the room, how many of you know your purpose? And nobody raised their hand. Not one person knew their purpose in this life. And then I said, well, how many of you had ever been in a classroom with a teacher and you were asked to draw a picture and you were graded on how good that picture was or was not, according to what that teacher's opinion was? And if you were somebody who got a good grade, you felt really good and you excelled in that space, right? Because you drew such a beautiful picture according to the teacher. But for someone who still drew from their heart or drew from their soul, their masterpiece, it was graded as something negative, and it put out that child's light to ever want to draw again. And people raised their hand.
Uh-huh.
And that happens so much and so often because we listen to the people and the opinions of others. But had somebody said to that person with the negative remark, that is beautiful, the next time you'd even do better, or the next time you'd make it even bigger or stronger, or maybe keep it the same, but that's a reflection of that child. It shouldn't be graded because that's their creativity. That's their soul bringing it to the paper. And same with writing. You know, artists, you paint a picture, you could draw a line, it's art. But we live in this world where everything's a competition and, you know, it's the human, the ego. And, you know, I always tell the kids and adults, wouldn't it be amazing if we could just all be our authentic self and bring that to the world and, you know, shine in our own light? Because when you get to shine in your own light, we add so much to this world in our own unique way, and there's no two of us alike. That is so amazing. I say we're all snowflakes, but no two of us alike.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
It's the truth. So I just learned, you know, through my own journey and my own path, going through struggles and life lessons and how I had been treated by people and how people had judged and, you know, violating trust and all of it. I mean, it was my lessons, you know, I had to learn. But what I started to realize on my journey as I was leading to this bigger picture of being the leader, I had to go through a lot of lessons so I could help teach the lesson to the people. And sometimes there are really painful lessons. But when I started to understand that I had to learn these lessons because there's a bigger picture that's going to come together ahead, you almost surrender and say, thank you. Thank you, God. Really? This one's hard, but I'm going to master it because I'm going to be able to help all those who are going through the same thing, who lose themselves along the way.
Yeah.
And as we start to go through the journey, we start to be able to bring that to the people. And I can't tell you how many people write me on a daily basis and thank me. And it's not even, I always say the gift is God. It runs through me. But I was chosen to be the vehicle for the gift.
You know what? I want to talk to you a little bit more about that, but I definitely need to take a little quick break here. Can you hold on for just a second?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question we ask on our fun and informative millennial talk show called Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. And why do I know? Because I'm Anna. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's a great time. It's a professionally edited weekly series that's free to watch on Be Unique's YouTube channel. That's B-U-N-E-K-E. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and leave us a comment with your topic or guest recommendations. We love hearing from you.
Thank you. Thank you. I had to laugh, chuckle, because you were thinking I was asking you a question, but that was really cool. We're here with Elisa Kaler, and we've been learning a lot about being your own tribe and self-love and how she has a gift for reaching out to people. And, oh, dear, I got so tickled over her thinking that I was asking her a question. Jennifer, what was I going to talk to her about?
Well, you know what? I was wondering, as I was listening to Lisa talking and everything, if you're a first-time person, you know, and you're listening to all of the things that you're talking about, and this is such if it's a new concept, what would you say is the most important thing? I mean, if you're in front of a group of people and they have absolutely no idea what you do, how would you describe what you do and what kind of process do you go through with somebody and how does the actual session work?
Okay, so I work with energy.
Mm-hmm.
And when people come to me, it's called a healing. So I would put my hands to, there's seven chakras on our body, and what it is, it's Reiki, but it's also Reiki, I always say, on steroids, because I receive messages, and I receive visions and guidance for them on the journey. So when I place my hand to them, they'll feel like my hands are hot, but it's actually mm-hmm. blocks that are within those energy portals that are starting to open and release. And as they start to release, I receive the messages, I receive visions, and I open my mouth and speak and tell the people what I'm hearing and seeing. I tell them if they want to record it, they can, because I don't remember anything that comes through me. When we go through each opening of the channels, I start with their past, so they're face down on my table. I'll start with doing a spiritual release from the crown, which is your head, and I go down into the throat area, the heart area. The trust is right below the heart, the solar plex area, which is our power, and then our sacral, which is, you know, being grounded and being secure with ourselves. So when all of our chakras, the energy portals, are aligned, they're open and balanced, and people are in a space of positivity and happiness and good, and, you know, your power is good, your trust is good, your heart, emotionally you're good, you know, you're in your throat chakra, you're able to speak about things, in your crown, you're very connected to, you know, your higher being of, you know, what you believe in religiously, spiritually. And when there's blocks, we call that a shadow. It's almost like the opposite. It's about loss of faith, not being able to speak up on how you feel. This is just kind of just showing you. The heart, you might have emotional things that you went through, traumas, hurt, sadness, loss of love, trust violated. Underneath that, you'll have your power center. Maybe you have anxiety or you worry a lot, a lot of fears. And then we have the sacral, where you don't feel supported. Maybe you have a lot of money issues, or you feel like, you know, you're just not supported in yourself, feeling like your self-worth, feeling anchored to the ground, feeling anchored in life. And so when all these openings are being worked on, the healing helps to align each one. you know, everybody has a different story in life. Everybody's gone through different challenges, different experiences. So some have more layers than others. I call the energy blocks layers. And so as people start the healing, those layers start to release off of the body and release off of the person. And they all tell me the same message, that they all feel lighter. They feel better, that they're not sad anymore. There's just a lot.
Wow.
And when I turn them over, we're working more on present time, and it's the same chakras. We're just going through present time, and the same kind of messages come up and vision. So I can, it's almost like I'm narrating charades of what I see, but I've learned how to do that over the years, and almost to, you know, to where I can see pretty much, it's like a story unfolding, like watching a Lifetime movie of the person that's before me. And so it helps to open up these energy lines. But when you understand Chinese medicine and you understand Reiki and you understand that we are all energy, and when there are channels in our body, meridians and chakras and all of it, when they're all flowing and open and everything's free flowing, we're in a good place. You know, things don't get, you know, foggy. But when there's a block, when there's a trauma, when there's this fog that comes in, even disease, it creates a block. And so the body's not aligned to flow where energy's flowing, and we start to either do different pathways, but they're not in alignment. And so it does cause a dis-ease of the whole body, of the system. Not necessarily a disease, but just a dis-ease. It's like everything's kind of set offset. So the energy, the healing, you know, everybody has their own gift. You know, you can go to any energy healer or Reiki person or, you know, who does any of this kind of work, but we all have our own gifts and our own way of doing things. And, you know, it's about choosing who you feel comfortable with to get in and open and release the energy blocks. And so it's important. It's like going to a doctor. You know, you want to make sure that you feel comfortable when you place yourself in front of somebody who's getting into those energy channels, because you kind of get in deep into the soul, into the physical body, and we, you know, start to see things, hear things, or whatever, however the gift works for those people. But for me, that's how it works for me. So that's a little bit of how to explain the process of the gift.
Interesting.
So mm-hmm. when you talked earlier about be your own tribe, can you tell us what exactly your goal is with that?
My goal is to teach the children how to be in a space, and I call it be your own tribe, to be in a tribe of positivity, to be in a tribe of people standing together in a place of making positive choices, expression, being able to be at their optimal of who they were born to be, and to live in that space as they go through the journey, and all, like, whatever's going on in the environment around them, to be able to overcome and step above that, because they make healthy choices that is best for them and not for others. That was the whole philosophy of doing a group for children, so they can understand that they hold the power to themselves to stand in the choice of either positivity or negativity, but they're polar opposites. And what happens when we go to the negative space? What happens when we stand in the positive space, and how to hold the balance? Because so many of us have so many choices in this world, and if we choose something that's not always for our highest good, it's the law of attraction. It's what it pulls in.
Uh-huh.
So it's just to help the children to understand the foundation to positivity and how important it is and how it impacts their life for the rest of their life.
Well, I know that there's a lot of talk, and I'm real big myself on talking about being in my tribe or welcoming people to my personal tribe. So what you're saying is that children need to learn to be their own tribe rather than seeking being in a tribe with other people. Is that what you're saying?
No, they need to be with other people, but more aligned to their values and moral system of the core of who they are, not with people that don't align. So it's about forming your own tribe of what correlates with the truth of who you are. So we come here with strong. Yes, we come here with a lot. We come here in an energy of love, all of us. We come here pure love. That's who we are as little humans. When you look at a baby, they're just this pure love. And, you know, children have a natural, these natural instincts, I guess we could call them. But even though we all have different makeups and our DNA, some, you know, children are born a little more wild than others or whatever. We all have our own makeup. But when we are sensitive or we have these same kind of attributes of positivity and we get sometimes involved with this ego and chaos of other children or other people, sometimes it puts out the ones that are in a power of kindness and love to lose themselves because they fall down. They fall down inside themselves. They're not aligned. They fall down inside themselves. It's kind of, okay, if you and I are friends and we go out one night and we really, you know, have fun together, but my choice takes a turn to do something that's not aligned with your value and moral system, and you hold your values high, and let's say I go to do something that is totally against what you would think would be your normal. Like, let's say I'm going to go out and do something from a lower vibration. Maybe I choose to break into a car.
Ooh.
And I take something, okay? That would not be aligned with you. But yet this happens with these children. They get involved where somebody makes a wrong choice, and then they get caught up in it, and they lose themselves because, let's say, the child doesn't get caught who did it, but the one who stood there and watched did. And he gets pulled down into the negativity because he was guilty by association. I always have a saying, birds of a feather flock together. So when you choose your tribe, I teach this. And what I teach is, like I teach the adults, we have this oval and we have all these values and morals of who we know we are. Because I always teach, when you reflect back inside yourself and you, I have people write down, describe yourself. Tell me, if you could describe the person that you are, the little girl, the little boy, write that in the oval. And all the people that you would never think of hanging out with, put outside the oval. Because those are the people that, you know, sometimes are around us, but they don't align with our center core. And what I've realized is a lot of people are aligned with people or hang out with people and allow these energy of people into their circle, and they're not aligned with their inner core. And so It causes the person who holds the high values and morals to have to lower themselves. And this is where children lose themselves. This is where adults lose themselves. And so it's about standing in your truth of your knowing. So how do we learn that? By inner reflection. And so through the workshops, that's the activities, the teaching, and it's all done through them discovering themselves, the truth of who they are. Because we all know who we are on the depth, but we lose that along the way. Adults alike, we lose that along the way because we've had to go through the painful hurts. We've had to go through the friends that were not aligned with us and have taken us down. We've allowed all that because we wanted to belong and we didn't know that we had a voice. We had our own strength to say, that's not healthy for me. I'm not choosing that. We all have choices.
This is also why I think women in particular tend to gravitate toward the same type person. If they have a bad relationship and they leave that, they go find somebody else. They think, oh, he's going to be better. And they find another person who's exactly like the other one, or maybe not exactly, but very similar. People who are attracted to being abused or codependents because it's what they know. It's what they attract to themselves. And then they wonder, why does this happen to me? It's because they haven't quite gotten to that point of loving themselves or even waking up enough to realize I can make a change. I can change the people in my circle. I can leave this tribe and create a new tribe. I can go and find someone else who will be better for me. Is that something that you find is true?
There's happiness and wholeness when you're aligned with the right people. Whenever there's struggles and sadness or not feeling as if you're enough, and most people do not feel enough, it's because you're with the wrong energy that you surround yourself with. When you have to feel that you're not able to just be you. And, you know, if we could just be ourselves and walk this journey and add to this world in a positive way, we'd all make such a huge difference in such a space of love and joy and excitement and celebration. I teach about how to step out of the ego and how to step into the spiritual truth. And, you know, there's so many things I want to cover, but, you know, in my book, like I'm writing about certain things and how people can say one thing to somebody based on what their opinion is and, you know, alter that state of thought for that one person to not live in their own truth. And just because it's good for somebody else doesn't mean it's okay for you or that person. It's about knowing your own truth and who you align with and your system of values. Because when you're aligned with yourself, you know who you are, and you don't have anything to prove to others.
Exactly.
You're just standing your truth. You know, people have their way of belief systems, and belief systems are man-made, you know, and not that it's bad or good for any, you know, buddy, but people should, I don't want to use the word should, but people
Are should
born
on me.
To... People are born to hold their own knowing. It's like if you want to have chicken for dinner and I tell you, no, you're not, you're going to eat whatever I tell you, you're going to have steak tonight. And you're like, no, I don't want that. You know, I don't have that right to put that on you to eat what I want you to eat. You get to choose what you want to eat. But so many people feel that they hold the power to others. They want to control what they're doing and their path. It's almost as if, you know, we've had attorneys in this family all my life, and you're going to be an attorney. But what if that person doesn't want to be an attorney? What if they want to be a writer?
Uh-huh.
It's about them stepping into their truth of their gifts and being their unique self, being who they were born to be. And so that's what the workshop helps to align people with their truth and their purpose. And when you live life in your purpose, you live life in happiness every day. You know, you never feel like you're working. You feel like you're giving and helping and making a difference in this world. And you truly are. Anyone who lives in their purpose, when your job title aligns with your truth of your soul purpose, it's like the world opens up to you, the universe opens up to you to all possibilities. And so
that's
it's about
exciting.
Standing in your truth. But go ahead.
That's exciting because it's not that hard, I don't think, to allow the universe to give you the gifts that are yours already. You just have to sit back and find your own truth and find your own way of connecting with other people.
Well, it's about channeling your gifts through what aligns with you. So, for instance, I do it through healing. You do it through a magazine. We all help each other. We're here to make a difference in the world, to bring positivity to the world, but we all have our way, our own path to do so. There's no wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're all giving back to help people, that's really why we're all here, is to help make this place shine.
You mentioned the magazine. And Be Unique is such an amazing platform because it's more than a magazine. It's this podcast, for one thing. It helps us bring people like you into the world for other people to get to know. But you talked about different gifts and how you can't say, well, you must be an attorney or you must be a doctor. Jennifer is an amazing artist, and she's a fabulous graphic designer. And I just love being with Jennifer because she sees me differently than I see myself. And there have been times that she'll just say, Mary, freeze. Don't move a muscle. And I'm thinking, okay, there's a snake crawling up my leg, and she's going to go get something and swat it away. Or there's a spider on my back. I'm not going to move. And she'll run and grab her camera, and she'll say, the light's just perfect. You look gorgeous. And she'll take this amazing photograph that lets me see my own beauty and see myself through her eyes that I would never have been able to do. And similarly, she calls me the word magician because I know that that's one of my gifts, is I have an ability to write and create stories from, in fact, we have a couple of writers who will send me a bulleted list of their story idea, and they'll say, here, Mary, here's my story, make it right. And that's just two examples, Jennifer and me, but there are so many other people. We have writers from 22 different countries. And our podcast is heard, last I checked, in 11 different countries. So we're making a dent in the universe. And then when we're able to bring people like you, Elisa, into the forefront and people get to hear your message. And I'm excited because starting in February, because we had January already booked up when you and I talked about this, but starting in February, you're going to be doing this once a month. And whenever you're ready to soar, I'm just going to give you the reins and let you run with it. And you'll either have your own conversation by yourself, or you'll take callers, or you'll have your own guest. Whatever you want to do, that one night will be your night. And
that'd be
I
amazing.
Can't wait to see what happens because, I mean, we all know that my grandma just likes to come knocking on the door when I'm around. And it would be cool if you could do readings for other people, I think.
Yes. And even if people have questions about, how they lost their way on their own journey and they wanted – a 5-minute, broadcasted reading. I could do that as well.
Yeah, we've got 11 minutes left tonight in tonight's show. If somebody wants to call in, the number is 516-418-5651. I'm going to go to another quick commercial here because that might give somebody time to call in, 516-418-5651.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.
Welcome back. My name is Mary Brotherton. I'm here with Jennifer East and Elisa Kaler, and we're talking about being our own tribe. You know, you mentioned earlier, Elisa, that you would be happy to take callers at 516-418-5651 if anybody wants to talk about, you know, just being lost on their own path. That's actually how Jennifer and I created Be Unique, because we were both, in, I guess, on a parallel path, wouldn't you say, Jennifer, where we just were both unhappy, and we knew we had to do something different. And
I think looking for something that'll, you know, make a difference, because
we definitely needed to give back, because one of the problems that we were having was with another nonprofit we were working with. So, you know, it's,
so how did you two meet? Did you two meet, or were you always friends?
Since time immemorial. Jennifer and I worked, surprisingly or not surprisingly, for another publisher many, many, many years ago. I guess 2007, 2008, somewhere around in that time. She was the graphic artist. I was the editor and one of the writers. And we both worked in this organization. And at one point in time, we said, you know what? We should do our own magazine. If this person can do it, why can't we? So as things happened, it wasn't the right time. And we knew it wasn't the right time. It just... nothing was gelling for us. It was like I think we met probably for 3 months every Tuesday night. I remember we would go out for Tuesday tacos, and sometimes we'd go somewhere else, but usually we'd go out for tacos on Tuesday. Maybe it wasn't 3 months, but it was at least 3 weeks. I don't know. It seemed like we went out a lot, and we talked about it and talked about it. And that's all we did, was we could never quite get from talking to putting into action. And as the universe does, we went our separate ways in 2011. I moved in with my mom to take care of her until she passed away. Jennifer moved out to Los Angeles to help her daughter facilitate her acting career. And we stayed in touch-ish, you know, throughout the next 3 or 4 years. But it wasn't until we both were back in Florida again that we really connected again. And we started working on different projects. Jennifer, by then, she was working on her second magazine that she had established. They were phenomenal. But there was one thing that Jennifer and I both noticed that we resonated with. There were, you know, the magazines were both related to the film industry or entertainment industry. And we both really got jazzed up whenever we'd see, we would be working on an article and there'd be somebody who had a philanthropy aspect, or they maybe fed the homeless. Anybody who was connected to a charity of any sort, Jennifer and I both just got really excited about it. So as time went on, Jennifer decided that she needed to get away from that particular magazine. And the next thing I know, we're talking over lunch about creating our own. And we were bouncing around, bouncing ideas for names back and forth. And, we just stopped what we were doing for a second, looked up at each other, and in the exact same moment said, whatever we do, It has to be unique. And of course, it wouldn't be very unique if we spelled it like everybody else does. So we have the strange spelling, B-U-N-E-K-E. And the next thing, we talked about making it a regular magazine and giving a portion of our proceeds to charity. So instead, what we did, we created our own nonprofit. Now nobody makes any money to give to anybody. But that's changing.
That will all change.
Oh, yes.
It will all change.
We have about 4 minutes left in tonight's show. And I want to ask you, Elise, if you could tell me something about the trip to the house.
So we took a trip to, I can't remember the name of the house. You're going to have to remind me. Jennifer?
Green Gables.
Oh,
Green Gables. I took a trip out there to see what I would see without knowing anything about this house. And a lot of times, like I said, I get a story that unfolds and I'm starting to see that stories of energy stays behind in houses, especially ones that are 100-something years old.
Uh-huh.
And so when I pulled up to this house, I got out of the car and I saw children. I had a little girl that was from the spiritual world come and grab my hand. And up in the upstairs window were two little boys waving.
Oh.
And the little girl walked me up to the front steps of the house, and there were people waiting there. And we were going to film that day, but we took a different journey, and I just walked through the house, gave messages, and we had somebody writing it down. And so each room that we walked through, I could feel the energy of what took place and see, like, actual situations that took place in each room. And I would just tell everybody who was staying there what I saw, like, in the kitchen. And I would see the homemade bread and the gentleman sitting at the table and how he was dressed and how his personality was and that he was very well known and he was some kind of prominent figure. I wasn't sure who he was. And I saw a railroad that he had worked on close by and things for the town. And I knew it was a second home and it was a happy home. And I heard the laughter and I saw the kids jumping on the bed and I saw, you know, the actual music player with the big, I don't know what you would call those, but the big horn kind of whatever coming out of the record player. And I saw
that
in the family room. And
that particular one was called an Edison, but most people considered them gramophones.
Gramophones. Okay. So that is, I was seeing visuals. I saw in there's a room where they kept, like, everything from the 1800s. I saw the horse and buggy outside. I just saw everything as if it was in real time of a long time ago. And I knew it was sometime after the Civil War because I kept getting that message and that this person made a difference in so many people's lives. And it was so interesting because after we finished walking through each room, we sat outside and I was able to receive the validation of the whole story, and it freaked me out in a good way.
You had no knowledge of the history of this house or the family?
Zero. None.
Nothing. She knew nothing.
Oh my gosh.
And I walked in, I had the address, that's it. I didn't even know where I was going because I was actually lost and I had a call to find out where I was even going. And then when I got there, I saw all this. And it was so, that's going to be another night where we talk about this, the house. But it was such an interesting, I saw, you know, the children playing and I saw just so much happiness and joy in this place. And everything that was in there was almost the original stuff from the original home being built after the Civil War. It was incredible. But the
That's
energy
amazing.
That they left behind was even the images, the smells, even the description of the energy of the people. It was spot on with all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it, when it was confirmed to me, that's the power of the gift. When it was confirmed to me, I was like, wow, that is amazing. I mean, even the description of the children. I actually saw a total of seven children. And the three, though, were the two little boys and the little girl that met me. But then I kept hearing there were seven. So I didn't know if cousins came up or whatever. But after finding out about the history of the house, it all made sense. And it was just interesting to hear that whatever I was seeing and told them to write down was validated exactly the way I saw it.
That
and
is
told
amazing.
Them to write it down.
I really hate to say goodbye, but we're out of time. I can't believe an hour has passed. I definitely want all of our listeners to go to beunique.org and learn more about Green Gables at Historic Riverview Village and the documentary we're creating. Well, I say we in the royal sense, because this is pretty much Jennifer's baby.
It's going to happen.
Camera people that are working behind the scenes with her. But this is Jennifer's vision, and it's amazing. We're going to be having a premiere in Melbourne, Florida, probably, maybe Cocoa Village, in Brevard County for sure, in January, as soon as we get everything lined up. This is a 123-year-old house that is absolutely enchanted, and Elisa saw some of the enchantment firsthand without even knowing what it was. Greengables.org, I believe, is the website, Jennifer. Is that correct?
Yes.
So if you don't go to beunique.org, go to greengables.org, donate. Let's help them save this house from the wrecking ball. We have to say goodbye
also,
because we're going to get kicked off
say,
soon.
Let's let Elisa just let us know where we can contact
yes.
her.
Elise?
I'm sorry, I'm here. They can contact me through my phone number, 407-432-7088. And I can set up appointments and workshops. So just give me a call and let me know when, and we'll come up with an availability for all of us.
And you do
Let's
work
do that
remotely
phone number
over the phone.
I was going to say, offer that phone number
as
one more
well.
Time.
I do phone sessions as well. I've worked all over the world, and I work, you know, remotely. I work in person, and I do group sessions as well. So feel free to reach out, and if you have any questions, you can also call me. You know, 407-432-7088. And I want to say thank you so much for having me on the show tonight. I appreciate all of it.
I can't wait.
You.
I'm kind of hoping somebody cancels in January so we can have you back earlier.
Yes.
Thank you. It's
maybe
all
if something comes
timing.
Up. Yes, absolutely. And with that, I will say good night. Thank you, everyone, for
Good
listening,
night.
And we look forward to coming back next week. Check out our website. Check out our Blog Talk Radio listing to see who's next. I have actually forgotten who's coming up next, but it doesn't matter because we are out of time. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazines receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's beunique.org.